The managing director of Societe Generale Ghana, Gilbert E, says there is no trace of the agreement on the transaction between Societe Generale and the GMPC that led to the sale of the drill ship. The sale was to raise funds to pay judgment debt to Societe Generale. He said he has contacted the head office in Paris, but the documents could not be located. According to him, France records are kept for 10 years and disposed of thereafter. Mr. E said this when he appeared before the Judgment Debt Commission yesterday. We bring you Ernest Obienim's report.
Representatives of Societe Generale, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing appeared before the commission. The managing director of Societe Generale, Gilbert Hai, said the bank did not have any office in the country until 2003. This means that at the time the transaction took place, the bank did not have an office in Ghana. The deputy director of legal affairs at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Jane Gasu, appeared in respect of judgment debt of over 600 million OCDs paid to one James Menu, who worked at the accounts section of Ghana Foreign Mission in London for 25 years. They said Menu retired voluntarily in 1999 and was given an end-of-service benefit of more than £10,000. He was, however, not satisfied and took the case to court and had a judgment in 2006. Madame Gasu could not provide any information on the case, but said the ministry's office in London has been notified to search for information in that regard. The Ministry of Water Resources, Works and Housing was represented by Director of Internal Audit, Eric Osei Ifriye. He appeared in respect of some vehicles supplied to the Defence Technical Service Centre under the ministry by African Automobile Limited in 1995. Mr. Ifriye pleaded for more time to search for information on the case.
Ernest Obinim's report.